AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump allows reporters on his airplane the same day that Hillary Clinton asked the media to join her on her new campaign plane for the first time. Before leaving Cleveland for Youngstown, Trump told reporters that just a drive along the highway to the airport shows the economic plans of the Obama White House haven't worked for Ohio.
We passed plant after plant after plant where there are no jobs, where it's just gone.
When asked about getting ready for the first debate 3 weeks from tonight, Trump said the idea is not to be overly prepared.
I've seen people do so much prep work that when they get out that they can't speak.
Clinton is also campaigning in Ohio, attending a Labor Day festival with her running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Earlier at a rally with union members in Pittsburgh, Kaine talked about how his father and Clinton's father ran small businesses.
This stuff about growing an economy that works for everybody, we haven't been sitting in an ivory tower looking out at the world. We've not ever been sitting in penthouses looking out at the world. What we've been doing is coming up in small business families.
President Obama is in Laos for 3 days of meetings with the leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Mark Smith reports that while Obama will be pitching the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, he'll also talk with Laotian leaders about the legacy of the Southeast Asian war.
The president will seek further help in accounting for Americans missing during the war, but he'll also offer help in clearing unexploded bombs that still, a half century later, menace the countryside. On a per-person basis, it's reckoned Laos may be the most bombed country anywhere. Over 2 million tons of bombs fell. Many didn't detonate, and hundreds of Laotians are killed or injured each year.
Florida Governor Rick Scott cancels a trip to Washington to meet with congressional leaders about the Zika virus. A spokeswoman says he will remain in Florida to monitor the recovery from Hurricane Hermine. This is AP Radio News. Despite having more than twice the number of police on the streets before dawn this morning, two people have been shot dead during New York City's annual West India Day parade. A young man in his late teens, early 20s, was shot in the chest in Brooklyn during a street celebration hours before the larger parade steps off. A 72-year-old woman was shot in the arm at that same location. Less than a half hour later, and a block away, a 22-year-old woman was shot in the head and died. It's the unofficial end of Hollywood summer season. AP correspondent Jamie Fryer takes a look at the movies.
Despite a series of flops and so-so sequels, Hollywood summer ends with a total take tied with last year, about $4.5 billion. This weekend, the low-budget thriller Don't Breathe stays number one for the second straight weekend.
Suicide Squad and Pete's Dragon came in second and third. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.